Okay, so on Tisha B'Av, we act like mourners. Aside from the fact that we don't eat, we eat the final meal alone. Each person sits in their own corner. We conclude the final meal with a little bit of egg and ash. You should burn a little bit of paper and dip your egg in ash. Don't overeat. Don't get all excited. You got to eat all day and drink for 2 days before Tisha B'Av, and that way you're well hydrated. And it's important to drink after Tisha B'Av. Very often people prepare well, but then they don't drink after, and that's a real problem. Yes?
I've seen several different ways. Some people continue to like sit on the floor after midday, and other people...
We'll get there. One thing at a time. So, as we prepare for Tisha B'Av, we should prepare by going through the keynote, learning what they mean, learning a little bit about the destruction. You could take good history books. Really, these 9 days starting tonight, Rosh Chodesh, are 9 days of mourning. We have customs of mourning. With the fact that we're not wearing fresh clothing is an act of mourning. We don't listen to music. That's an act of mourning. We don't get married. We don't play music. We don't listen to music. That's all out of mourning. We don't celebrate when a couple gets engaged. You can have a little engagement agreement and they eat a few crackers, but we don't have a real erusin, a real engagement party during the 9 days. So the Jewish people are starting a period of mourning over the destruction of the two temples. And then on the eve of Tisha B'Av, so we try to eat a big meal earlier in the day so that the final meal, the Sudam of Seket, is a very poor meal. Part of the mourning is that the final meal at the end of the day, you eat just bread and an egg. You eat very little. You can eat a lot, but you don't have a large variation. You have your bigger meal right in the early afternoon. People will generally daven mincha early, so that they don't have to leave early for mincha before sunset. They could go till close to sunset. People will daven mincha around 1:30 p.m., 1:15, and then they'll eat a big meal. And then later on, towards the end of the day, before sunset, they'll sit down for the Sudam of Seket. It's important to drink a lot for a day and a half before Tisha B'Av. It's a long fast. It's 25 hours, basically, 24, 25 hours. And it's in the peak of the summer. Try to stay in cool places. Don't be directly under a fan, because that dries a person out. And it's important to remember to drink after the fast.
Don't be under a fan?
No, if a fan is directly on you, that will dry you out. If you're in a room with air conditioning, that's okay. But when a fan is directly on you, that causes a person to dehydrate. Even though Tisha B'Av is a rabbinic fast, it's the most stringent of the rabbinic fasts. If a person's ill, they don't fast. But if a person can, a person should fast, and Am Yisrael does fast. When Tisha B'Av begins, we take off our shoes. We sit down on the floor. We don't sit on chairs. And this will go on, sitting on the floor, until we conclude the kinos and shul. Most places will take the kinos through midday, through chatzos. But if you're in a shul where they conclude kinos earlier, so then you can get off the floor earlier.
Is kinos tonight or the
we
day?
Say a little bit of kinos at night. We say a lot of kinos all morning. After shachris, we read from the Torah. And then we say kinos for the remainder of the morning. A person should remain focused on the kinos. It's very tempting to walk out, get a breath of fresh air. Chazal didn't want us to do that. They wanted us to be focused on the morning. We're taking one day a year to mourn, to lament the destruction of the temple. So this one day a year, we should be focused on it. And we shouldn't be distracted. A person should sit down and read what he's reading and be focused on it. Now, it's recommended that you take a Hebrew-English keynote so you can understand the different lamentations that were composed. We have a fantastic breath within the keynotes, a discussion of the 10 martyrs, a discussion of the different communities, worms and spires that were killed in broad daylight through pogroms. We have a tremendous overview of Jewish history in the keynotes, including those that were compiled over the destruction of the Holocaust. And we even have a kina that was compiled over the destruction of Gush Katif. So you go through the kinos, you see a spanning of many of the tragedies of Jewish history, and it's important to take the time and read and understand what we're reading. You don't have to keep up with the crowd. We will, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Sunday, note some of the more understandable and potent kinot. And tonight, we'll just go over quickly the kina with which we conclude the morning keynote. It's either the last or second to last. It's usually the final keynote, but sometimes people add one or two afterwards. All those modern day keynote about the Holocaust, etc., are very often added after a litzion. So it goes with the following tune, and this is the tune that traditionally we sing for Lechod Dodi on this Shabbos, on Shabbat Chazon. The Yekis also have a custom that this is the tune we sing for Shir Hamalos in benching throughout the Shabbos. And the tune goes as follows. Eli Tzion ve'areha kemo isha v'tzihireha v'chivtu lach ha'guratzak ha'albal ne'ureha alei armon asher nutash be'ashmatzon nadareha ve'al biyat mechar feyel בתוך מקדש חדרה עלי גלות משרת אייל נהי משיר זמרה ועל דמם אשר שופח כמו מימי יאורה עלי הגיון מחולה אשר דמם בהרה ועל ועד אשר שמם וביטול סנהדריה. The song is, weep, O Zion and her cities, like a woman in the pangs of birth, like a young woman who is girdled with sackcloth over the passing of her young husband, Albal Neurea. Alei Armon Asher Nutash, over the palace that has been forsaken, Vashmatzon Adaren, it's the fault of her flock, it's the fault of Am Yisrael. Valbiat Mechal Feyel, and the fact that those who blaspheme God have entered that castle, Betoch Mikdash Chadarea, into the sacred rooms of her temple. Alei Galut Mishal Teyel, weep over the exile of the servants of Hashem. Ne'ime Shir Zemareha, they would always offer her beautiful songs. Val Damam Asher Shupach, and over their blood that was spilled like the waters of her streams. Alei Hegyon Mecholeha, for the song of in which she would dance. Asher Damam Be'areha, that is now silent in her cities. Val Vad Asher Shamim Uvitul Sanhedriya, the places where the sages would flock are now desolate and annulled. Over the sacrifices that are annulled, over the pidyon of her firstborn, over the desecration of her temple's vessels, over the desecration of her altar, over the children of her kings, over the children of David, her master, over their beauty that has turned dark, the etza uchetareah, when her crowns were removed, no more leadership, over her honor that's been exiled, over the destruction of her home, over the oppression that they're oppressing and placing sack instead of belts. And so the mourning goes on, and that's, you guys can read the Hebrew and English. So this is the final song. You'll notice that the tune of the song has a combination of hope and weeping. Every time you go up and then you end down. So it has both tunes to it. It's an eerie tune, but it's very potent, and this is what the crowd ends with. This is usually the final one where everyone stands on their feet and sings how Zion should weep over our destruction, which leads us to the hope, the conclusion of Shomron Kol Titen, the final singing of how the cities of Jerusalem sing and call out, we have sinned, but now we turn to you, Hashem, for your mercy.